You're listening to SBS News.
Ellen, which is not her real name, has been in prison for nearly 3 years. The 23-year-old was jailed for a string of armed robberies and was a regular drug user.
Turbulent. It was very... There was no planning of the future. There was no things to look forward to. It was just very day-to-day survival. It was... Depressing. It was very depressing.
That was her life before prison. But now she says she feels like she's got a future to look forward to thanks to the Torch program. Painting has become therapy for Ellen and has given her the chance to break the strict routine of life on the inside.
I didn't have the painting in here to be able to be connected with my culture and things. I don't know where I would be. I know where I am now, but I don't know where how it would be. It would be a lot less happy.
Being run in 15 men and women's prisons across Victoria, the program teaches painting and other creative skills in the hope of giving Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander inmates a skill they can take with them once they leave. They're also able to sell their artwork.
I love the idea that someone has... seen my painting and loved what I have done and actually paid their money and they've got it on display in their home. I love that idea.
Auntie Lynn, who helps run the program, says for many inmates, realising they're actually able to paint can be a revelation.
To them, it's just a door opener, as I said, and they've got something that they know that they can do now. Because we've had people in here that have never even picked up a paintbrush, let alone anything else. And once they've started, they didn't know the skills that they had in them.
Indigenous people are overrepresented in Australia's prison system. While they make up 3% of the total population, Indigenous Australians account for nearly 28% of the total prison population. And 75% of those are more likely to reoffend and end up back behind bars compared with 50% of non-Indigenous offenders. Torch Chief Executive Kent Morris says the program's results speak for themselves.
We've seen extraordinary change for men and women in the program, not only within prison but upon release from prison. Our recent evaluation showed our recidivism rates for men and women in the program upon release were down around 11%, which is quite extraordinary.
Victoria's Minister for Corrections, Ben Carroll, says he'd like to see the program rolled out nationally.
I've already begun highlighting that I would like to see as an agenda item the groundbreaking work we're doing here in Victoria through the Talks program and Aboriginal prisoners through the arts to have real leverage to go national.
Chris Evans is one man who has managed to stop the revolving door of prison. The 57-year-old has spent at least 30 years in the correctional system, but he's been able to stay out of trouble for nearly 3 years now, and he credits the Torch program.
It makes you feel like you are somebody. You can contribute to society. You're part of society. Whereas like in the past, we're all, when you're committing crime and you're on drugs and alcohol and everything like that, you're the one that's always kicked to the side. No one really wants to know about you.
Since leaving prison, he's continued with his art and makes a living from it. Now he helps other inmates do the same.
Someone like me is like, I was highly institutionalised, you know, and now I'm out here and I don't want to go back into that system. They're on the same thing of being institutionalised. They're going to say, if Chris can do it, we can do it.
For Ellen, she says she can now see a future beyond the prison walls.
I'm done with all that. I wish I could take it back. I can't. Now I can just use it as a tool and incentives to, know where I've been and know where I don't want to end up again and use that to power me on.
Gloria Kalesh, SBS News.